As a kid,
child,
boy, I went to a lot of movies. I guess I started going to movies, well, ever since I can remember. Now, my old man would take me into the Rialto Theater. Some of them were called Bijou, you know, the Palace, Grumman's Chinese or something, but back home it was the Rialto. My cousin owned it. Had a little juice on the side by the projection machine, you know, and...
Come on in, kid.
And, up but on the screen would come Buck Jones, and then you'd get a little horror picture. And the guy was kind of square, but hip at the same time that you'd get a combination of Buck Jones and Karloff. That's kind of wild. You don't see that too often. In a little town, you know, because people, oh, look at that. But I dug the horror pictures. Most normal kids my age were digging Buck Jones and Ken Maynard and Tom Mix and those guys. But I liked it. When I saw the monster, squeezed a little kid and fell in the stream, you know. I dug it. And I'd run home, you know, and occasionally there'd be the little neighbor girl and squeeze her and kid her, you know, and ew. But,
that was the first time I went away.
No, miniature Frankenstein, worst time. But this is a regular... ordinary horror picture, and we all enjoy them, let's face it, you know, science fiction, but good down-to-earth horror picture, you know, with the lightning coming out of the sky. And the scene is, one of those rainy nights. It's always a rainy night. Nobody, you know, grave robbers come out clear nights. It's always a rainy night, bolt of lightning out of the sky. And there's some poor devil in a 36 Chevy that stalled on a muddy road. And there's a flash flood up ahead, you know, and the bridge is out, and he stopped. And there's no motel to go to or anything, you know, a little cabin, that kind of noise. So he has to get to this rundown wet castle, which is just covered with poison ivy, you know. And that's where our warm scene opens.
Pardon me, I'm Dr. Jameson. Is this Dr. Freilich's residence?
Why, good evening, Jamie. Tell me, what brings you here to Ivy Castle on a night like this?
Well, as you can see, I'm just soaked to the skin. My car is stalled.
Yes, I know. Don't worry about your car. You're at home with me.
Oh, Krakow, get the young doctor some warm clothes and hot tea.
I meant to ask you about that poor devil.
Don't say that. He doesn't like you either. You remember those days, Jamie? When we studied at the University of Munich and the students called me crazy because of my fantastic experiments? You don't think I'm crazy, do you, Jamie?
No, certainly not. Always thought you were a little unusual. That woman, she looks like she's dead.
She is. That's my wife, the princess. Been dead for over 50 years. Come in, my child. She doesn't look well this evening at all. Overly tired. Might even say dead on her feet. Krakow, take the princess immediately. I've told you never to let her out. Little horny devil, take her away. I want you to see my new laboratory. What I've been working on, Jamie. Krakow, open the door. Observe the laboratory. I want you to look under that sheet and see my project.
Well, I...
Look, I will.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't see what I saw. A little man, 6 inches long. His face, hair, hands, eyes, those tiny... He speaks. How many of these little men do you have, Doctor?
Over 18,000. I've got them all there in that file cabinet. Tomorrow I'm going to release them to the world. I've changed my mind. I'm going to release them tonight.
Those little men, where are they going? What are they looking for?
They're looking for little women, you see.